Okay, so picking up on the question of Hetera Bala and Isura Bala. So that was Ravashi's answer, that how is it possible that in the Mikdash all they needed was Hagala on the Shvud? You catching up a little bit? Okay. So the answer is, Zeh, and by Kashrus, and by Isser and Heter, you need a Libun. So Ravashi's answer is, Zeh Hetera Bala and Zeh Isura Bala. Yeah. Hacha Hetera Bala, Hacha Isura Bala. Okay, but what about the whole Kasha? Very nice Isura Bala. But Dibba Idna de Kapolet, Isura Kapolet. So Ravashi says, that was the Kasha of Sheshus. He said, we can take care of that problem. How? But Idna de Kapolet, lo Ise le Isura Be'ene. When it comes out, the Isser is not Be'en. It's not in its natural form. It's not in its recognizable form. So the question is, what does that mean? Right? Okay, and what cases of heter does it apply to? So we basically took the Ramban sheet last week. Right? And the Ramban sheet is, it's dafka by the case of kudshim, where there's no shame of Isser at all. The whole shame, nosar, doesn't exist when the Isser is balua. And it's chal on the tam that's in the kli. But he holds that the nosar is only chal on the tam that's roi to come out through the hagala. So it's like it's a perfect coincidence, you might say. Right? Hagala only gets out a certain amount, and only that amount is what becomes nosar. Okay, but it's not really a coincidence. It's both related. It's related to the same idea that the tam that comes out through hagala, that's the ikur. That is the part of the tam that's really functional as a nosein tam. The rest is just a remnant of the tam. So he holds when we say that noser is chal on the tam of the chatas, it's really only that tam which exists as a nosein tam. That's the amount that will come out through bishul. And what's left is not even noser. Right, and by Isser, of course, so it's not going to, you know, it's not getting out all the time. So if the kli is Usser, it's not a hechsher of the kli. Because if the kli was used by Isser, then all of the time in it is Isser. But if the kli was used by Heter, by Kudshim, and now there's a new identity being chal on the tam and the kli, the halacha is only the halacha chalos shame is only toface, the tam that has a reality of tam. The conversion to nosar is only toface, the entity of tam that really exists as a functional entity of time. In other words, his point is like this, that it's not that the shame, it's not anything that is associated to the kudshim becomes let's think about this. So it becomes a big machlokus, a very big machlokus in the Rishonim. And it was brought down Lamaiso, we mentioned last week in the Shulchan Aruch, by Chametz. As the Ravid says, the Ravid says from this Gemara that anytime something goes in beheter, al yedei ha'esh, when it becomes usher, it only requires hagala. That's the big machlokas here. Is this dafka a din by kachim, or is it universal? Whenever it's hetera bola, even though it was al yedei ha'esh, all it requires is hagala. And that's the Ritva quotes the Ravid, namely by chametz and on Pesach. Let's say I have chametz, I have a grill that I use for chametz for some reason or other. So it's a shvud that's balua mechametz. But when was it balua mechametz? During the year, on the 14th in the morning. So it went in as heter gomor, right? It went in as heter gomor, and now it's the 14th after the Zman Isser, let's say, and I want to use it, or the 15th in the morning, less than Me'es Leis, let's say. So, maybe Chomer on Pesach actually with Machmir even on those Nov Gam. But whatever it is, the point is now I want to kasher the Shvud, right? I want to kasher the Shvud. So the Ravid says, no problem, do Hagala. Why? Because it went in as heter, and now that it's Isser, lekeli sur beine. Now that it's it, now the beidna de kapolit isura kapolit. He says beidna de kapolit lo isili sur beine. That's the Rav's argument. That's why he says the Gemara in Pesachim says that a knife only needs hagala, even though the Gemara in Chulin says if you buy a knife from a guy, it needs libun. But on Pesach, the Gemara says all it needs is Hagala. How is it possible? Very simple, because it's true the knife was used ala or with chametz, but it was used beheter. And now that it's Pesach, it's true it's aser, but it's no longer be'ene. So that Tosis has that answer, I believe, in Pesachim. But the question is, but the Ramban rejects it with both hands. Says that's wrong. That's not what Isur Bola and Heter Bola is all about. Heter Bola is dafka when the shame of the Isur is chal in the knife. But by chametz, the shame chametz is there the whole time. It's the same shame chametz from the 14th to the 15th. There's no shame that's being chal. It's just whatever has the shame chametz is aser, is mutter on the 14th and aser on the 15th. So there's no chalos shame, there's no chalos. In other words, the Ramban's answer is that hetera bola is somehow interferes with the chalos of the aser. Okay? The chalos, the transformation or the new identity of nosar. Right, that's what we said last week. Nosar is not nosar. You can't say that in the morning it's nosar, but just not in the right zman. It's not nosar. Nosar means that which was left over for till the morning. So the whole identity of nosar doesn't exist until the next day. But chametz exists. It's chametz all year long. It's just during the year it's not a problem, and on Pesach it is a problem. So that's what the Ramban says. There's nothing new happening in the kli from the Zman Heta to the Zman Isser by Chametz. It's just that there's an Isser by Chametz, there's an Isser on the 15th and no Isser on the 14th. But by Nosar, the Kudshim is being converted into a new entity. And that doesn't happen on every part in the Kli, on every piece of the, on every part of the Tal. So therefore he holds, if you had something from chametz that you wanted the kasher on, you would need libun. But the question is, can we define the machlokas between the Ravid and the Ramban? That when the Gemara says hetera bola only requires hagala, the Ravid holds it applies to chametz, and the Ramban says it's dafka by kachim. And there's really not much to go on. They don't really give you much to go on. You just say, it's heter bola. That's it. The Ravid just says, heter bola. That's it. And now it's not be'ene. Right? I'll just review it quickly. Now, as last week we were trying to explain, according to Rava, the machlok between Rava and Ravashi, that according to Rava, if the kli is left overnight, then the nosar will be chal in the entire, in all the time in the kli. Right? Even, but if you had done Hagala on the Kli earlier, then the remnant of the Tam Kolosh wouldn't be would not become Noser. So we ask the question. So there's a why is it chal on all the if he agrees that you need the good tam for nosar, like Rav Ashi, so in other words, it's not like they're arguing on the base. The basic idea they seem to agree that nosar is only going to be chal on a tam that's gadol, because if you just had a tam kolosh in the shud, it wouldn't be chal according to everybody. So what's the machlokas if it's chal on all of the tam? Or only on the tam that's the tam that's gadol. So that's what we said. That's what we were saying last week, right, Yehuda? That's what we were saying about the. We were using that svara of the shame and of the kli to answer that problem. We were saying that according to Rav Ashi, according to Rava, once the kli has, if the kli has the tam gadol in it, so we consider the whole, we consider the kli as now the new entity of tam. It's viewed as one entity now. So now the Shem Noser will be chal on the entire chefts of the Shvud. But we're saying Rav Ashi holds, you can always view the Shvud as, you always view the Tam just as in terms of its function. So you don't look at the Shvud like a new entity of Tam. It's just a holder of different forms of Tam. But the tam, but there's only one kind of tam that's roi for Noser to be chal on. But the question still is the machlokas derived in Ramban in terms of whether you'll view chametz the same way as Noser. I mean, the Ramban's characterization of Noser is interesting, right? Because you could argue that it's different. I could argue it's different. I could argue like this. I could argue it's just like chametz, that nosar is nothing more than a karbon, than kudshim, the next morning. It's true, it doesn't have a shame nosar today. You don't say that's a shame nosar today that hasn't reached its zman iser. That's ridiculous, right? But who's to say that Noser is really a whole new shame? I mean, maybe it's just what happens to the shame kudgim the day later. That's what it is. Noser is nothing more than what we call kudgim the day, the next day. It's not a whole new chalos shame of Noser. It's just, it's like leftovers. Leftovers, not a whole new chalos shame. It's just that's dafka what it is when you take it out again, when you put it away and take it out again. Otherwise you say I made something new. It's leftovers. It's a whole new chalos shame. No, dafka it means it's old. That's all it means. He's like making nosar into something new. But that's the Raivad is saying, no, what's the difference between chametz and again nosar? Chametz is mutter on Yudalid and usher on Tesvav. And kudshim are usher today and mutter today and usher tomorrow. What do we call it when it's usher? What's the name of kudshim that's usher? It's nosar, but that's just the name of kudshim that are left over 24 hours, overnight. There's no new chalos. It's not like basar b'chalav. It's a whole new chefza, basar b'chalav. Achar zmanam. No, as he would say, no sir, is just kudshim l'achar zmanam. And chametz on Pesach is chametz bizmano, or l'achar zmano. It's just a Zman issue. In other words, but the problem the Ramban had with this way of looking at it is, then what's the idea of Heter Bola? I mean, so then it's just, if you're going to say that Kudshim, that is old, is that Nosar is nothing more than Kudshim Lachas Manam, so then why shouldn't it be Chal on everything that has the identity of Kudshim? In the Shvud, everything has the identity of Kudshim. So then it should all become Noser. That's why he didn't like this formulation. But once you move away from this formulation, you lose chametz. But the question is on the Ravid. If we're going to take this approach for the Ravid, how does he understand the heter of heter abola? So the other way to try to approach heter abola is say, no, the Ravid doesn't say that either. The Ravid is to say like this, that what does it mean heter abola? This is a different approach. You could say that what? Now, what's the difference if it's hetera bala or isura bala? No real difference in terms of the tam and the kli. But there's a separate idea that you can't say the kli, that you are mishtamesh with the kli b'derech iser. There's a din of the tashmish kli. There's a din of getting out the ikar. There's two things by a kli. You have to get out the tam, but then you have to break the tashmish of iser. There's two things in the Heksher. One is in terms of the Metzias of the Tam, and the other is to be Machshir it from its death, from its use of Isser. So you can say, okay, so Hagala will get out the Iker of the Tam, and it was never used B'derech Isser. But that's a tough answer. That's a tough approach. It's a very tough answer. Because the two major problems with that approach. Right, first of all, there is still a little bit of time left in. Everybody seems to agree with that. So you definitely seems like you're having a problem of being mevatel this lechachila. And secondly, like the Ritva mentions, by Pesach, even a mashu is also, so it's not even going to be bittel. I mean, the Ritva can't have such a good question on the Ravid. He can have a good question, but that's a tiyufta. If hetera bola is saying that it comes from the tzad of the derech of the tashmish was beheter, but when it comes out it's iser, you can maybe work around it a little bit, but by chametz and pesach you're gonna have a big problem because every last bit that's aser is aser, it's aser b'mashu. Aside from the fact that in general it'd be mivalnus l'achil, I mean that's really Rav Sheshet's question. Very nice when you were using it, it was heter, but now you're stuck with the kli that's iser. So I don't think you can take that approach. I don't think you can take the approach. I think it's got to be a real thing, that the iser is only chal on the ikar tam. But then the question is, according to if you're going to go with the approach that the chalos is limited to the ikar, then it would seem the Ramban is right. I understand Nosar is a transformation. And anything that has the shame stam shame kachim is mutter. And shame nosar is asar. And there's a real, it's not, nosar is not just kachim lachazmanim, it's a real conversion. It's a real change. And only the ikrzman, only the ikr tam gets the shame nosar. But then how are you going to work your chametz? How are you going to work out chametz? Not going to be able to work it out. So, well, I'll tell you one possibility. It's the only thing I can think of. And that is like this. That he's learning that it's true the Zman, it's true the chametz is the same chametz from the Yudal to Tesvav. So why is it? So what does it mean? It's hetera bola and nosar. You could say he could agree. It's different. It is different. It's kachim and it becomes a shame nosar. So how can you say hetera bola? How can you say hetera bola? It's just the same chametz, and now it's just the time changed. But what happens when the time changes? It's not just the time changing. What happens when the time changes? There's an Isser. In other words, then now there's an Isser. So what does that mean? It means to say that there's now a halachic significance to chametz. Right? It's true that chametz, there's an idea of chametz before the Zman, and there's an idea of chametz after the Zman. And it's not like Nosar that it transforms into another identity. But there is something going on. There is chametz that is halachically insignificant and chametz that is halachically significant. And when the Zman Isser comes, now Halacha takes notice of the Chametz. Now the Chametz becomes a halachic entity of significance. The Ravitz, maybe the Ravitz holds like this, that the halacha, that the dinim of the Torah, the din chametz is now chal, and the din chametz is only chal on a heftza of chametz. You understand? It means to say, it's any. This is really the question between the Ramban and the Ravid. The Ramban agrees going from Kudshim to Nosar is a halachic process. Right? That's a halachic process. That's a transformation in halacha. Like from Bosar and Cholav to Bosar b'Cholav. That's a new halachic entity. Correct? It's a new halachic shame. So the Ramban holds that when there's a halachic shame, then halachic shamos are only relegated to heftzos, either a heftza of a ben or a heftza of a tam. A heftza of a tam is that which is that's a tam gadol that has significance. A hint of tam is not a halachic, is not something that the halacha deals with in terms of having a chalos of nosa. But the Ravid goes one step further. Could be all nosa is like chametz, but halachically is going one step further. He's saying it's not only that halacha has to work with a halach, with a heftza of tam for a halachic chalos shame, for a new halachic shame, but even for a new halachic din, there has to be an entity for the din to be chalon. So it's true it's the same chametz before and after. But after, there's a din iser chal on the chametz. And the Ravid says, the din chametz is only chal on that which exists at the sha'as chalos iser as a significant entity. That's where the Ritva's criticism is good, but it's not fatal, because the Ritva's argument back on the Ravid is, yeah, but by chametz, the halacha says even a mashu is significant. You understand? But the Ravid is not bothered by that, because that's only a mashu of iser is significant, right? But here's the creation of the iser. In creating the iser, the Torah is only makir those entities that exist in the normal, in their normal forms. Now let's just dilate on this point for a minute, okay? Because it has a significance in the bigger picture of halacha, right? And that is like this. So maybe someone's thinking now, okay, so if only things that are tam gadol are recognized by halacha, so then why can't I say by iser? If I did the hagalah on the shvud, whatever's left is an insignificant thing. So you're telling me halacha doesn't recognize the small entity of the iser. So then how, and that's why the din of chametz is not chal on the chametz that's left over. But, so then why don't I say a little bit of iser that's left over should just be insignificant too? No, that's sort of the Ramban's kasha, no? There's a shame chametz that's left,
is just like a shame issue that's left. You see, there's a certain process in halacha. Where there are mundane entities, and then there are halachic entities. Okay, and certain halachos are based on converting, so to speak, the one shame into the other. So that's the chilek over here. In other words, when I say that the tam that's weakened is not gonna, the issa won't be chal on it because halacha doesn't deal with those kinds of entities. That's in terms of converting into, that's in terms of taking the cheftza and putting it into a new halachic, giving it a new halachic shame. But anything that has a halachic shame already, anything that has a shame already, we don't say that a small portion of it is loses that shame. In other words, since halacha is a system that takes objects and treats them a certain way, takes objects and gives them a significance, so the Torah is not, it doesn't, the categories of Torah are only chal on the real entities of, are only chal on the primary entities of the world. So if we're going to say that that there's an iser chal on the basar of the kodshim, so then we'll say it's only going to be the shame nosar, the halacha of nosar takes an entity of basar and turns it into something else, turns it into an entity of nosar. It's only dealing with, the halacha only deals with the basar in its natural form, either as a ban or as a real entity, a significant entity of tam. If it doesn't have either one of those, then it's not recognized by the system. It doesn't become part of the, it's not roi for a shame, of a halachic shame. But anything that has a halachic shame is by definition chashuv. So once you have an entity of tam or basar that becomes nosar, then until it's gone, until it's absolutely destroyed or removed completely, or bottled completely, it'll always retain its shame. Now, the point is like this. And it's not that we're saying that a tam kolish doesn't exist, but we're saying it's not roi for the chalos. But once something has the chalos, then any part of it, any derivative of it, it still has that identity. So the only question between the Ramban and the Ravid, really, looking at it this way, is when we say that the Torah only deals with entities, primary entities, of to for a shame to be chal on them, either the thing be'en or the tam be'en, so to speak. Is that argument limited to giving it a new halachic shame, or even a new halachic din? The Ramban says hetera bala isura bala is dafka when there's a new shame of halacha. Nosar is a new category. It's a new existence. A new halachic, an insignificant entity can't be entered into the realm of halachic shamos. Can't have a defective thing that's going to attain a shame of halacha. So nosar will fail, but chametz already has a shame. Whereas the Ravid extends it and he says, just like by nosar, there's no new halachic shame that's chal. By chametz, the din chametz is only chal on that which is a significant entity of on that which exists as a significant entity of chametz. So the tam in the kli of chametz is not roy for the din chametz, except for on the significant portion of that tam. But then you have a nice theoretical question now. The Ritva, his question fits in very well. He's saying that may be a good argument when in general by regular Isurim, where the halacha itself relegates Tam Gadol to a significant place because the whole idea of Isur is Nesinas Tam. But by Chametz, since we're Machmer, at least Midrabanan, to say even Asa B'mashu, now you can't say that a Mashu is not significant. That was if you're going to deal with another Isser like Kadshim. So Kadshim, that turns into Nosar. So then the Ravid could look at it that way. He could say, look, Kadshim is real, Nosar is really just Kadshim Lachar Zmanim. Why isn't Nosar Chal on all of the Tam in the Kli? Because the din of Kadshim Lachar Zmanim is only chal on that which is halachically significant. What's the significant portion of the tam in the kli? Is that which exists as a no saint tam? Because a no saint tam is really the no saint tam has halachic significance because it can ask for something. It can give something the qualities, but the Ritva is saying, yeah, but by chametz, Midrabanan at least, we say that even the mashu has significance. So even if you're going to, that's what the Ritva's criticism is, even if you're going to view the din of Nosar as just a din, as a halacha of the significance of it, you know what I mean? Not in terms of the idea that there's a new shame Nosar, but that there's a new Isser that's being chal, and therefore you want to say Chametz is also an inyan of a new Isser being chal. But by Nosa, the significant entity is the entity of Tam. But by Chametz, the significant entity is a Mashu. So even if you set up your theory, even within your theory, I'll say that just like the Isser Nosar is Chal on what's significant by the Kadshim, the Isser Chametz should be Chal on what's significant by Chametz, which should still be a Mashu. That's why the Ritva says the Ritva rejects the Ravid in two ways. He doesn't agree with the Svara in general. He knows the Svara is not true. Nosar is a completely different phenomenon from Chametz. It's a new Chaloshem itself. But he says, but even with your argument, I'll say that even with your argument that any halachic reality is totally on the significance of the entity, okay, and therefore the din of the Isser Chametz is a halachic reality, is a new halachic reality, because there was no din kares yesterday, now there's a din. That chalos requires a significant entity. Even agreeing to that idea, by Chametz, the significant entity is a mashu. That's correct.
We have to
Right, you're absolutely right. He was right. I mean, the Ravid holds that it's not a kasha, because he holds that the halacha deals with, when we're talking about things entering into the halachic realm, so we're saying that the halacha deals with realities. Halacha deals with realities. And it gives significance, it gives halachic significance to things that exist in a real way to us. Right. Torah is not given to Malchei Asharis. When there's no halacha not to eat microscopic things, because there's no reality of them to us. They're not in our realm. So in that sense, the Ravid is saying, you can't say the Isser Chametz is Chal on something that doesn't have a reality to us. The tiny bit of Tam that is not perceptible through a normal Bishul is not roy for the Isser Chametz to be Chal on. Right? He says that you can't take, it doesn't matter that within the halachos of chametz, there's a significance to the mashu. That's what the Ritva and the Ravid are not. Obviously, they're not seeing eye to eye over here. But the Ritva is understanding the Ravid like this. He's saying, if you want to enter, if you want to bring in halachic, if you want to bring in shame isser as a significance and say that that itself requires a chalos, then there's a good argument to counter saying that the significance of the isser should be measured by the isser itself. And the Ravid disagrees. That was the Ritva sort of giving a little bit to the Ravid, but not going the full way. The Ravid is saying there's absolutely no difference between the chalos of a shame like Nosar and the chalos of Isser from Heter, even on the shame chametz. So as the Ravid says, there's absolutely no difference between Kudshim turning into Nosar and chametz becoming Aser. They're both qualitative steps in the process, in the system of halacha. They both are equal new chalos shemos. The Ritva obviously disagrees, and he's only willing to give the Ravid one little bit. He'll say that there is still a difference between the a new shame and the halachic and just a mere halachic significance. But that's why he'll say that, all right, that's a little bit tough, the last point. Now, is there, what is the Ritva? Obviously, it's always hard to define the way one Rishon is understanding another Rishon and then rejecting him, because he's obviously not understanding him the way he understands himself, because then he wouldn't have the Kasha. But he's saying there is a realm of Chalos in terms of Isser Veheter, but that's not an absolute change. That's like a functional change. From we could before it was usable, now it's not usable. But that whole change should be measured by the realm itself. And if by chametz we can't even use a mashu, then even in that functional change, the mashu is significant. But that's basically the question. Can you say that everybody agrees a new chalos shame? A new chalos is going to be limited to a real entity. But when we say new chalos, is that limited to a true change of shame? Or even the same shame, but a new halachic significance? Then it would come out a big chiddush. I mean, the rival would say the same thing, that whatever didn't come out, then no issa was chal on it. But you have to understand what I'm saying over here. You know, it's very important to be able to view it like this, that the Ravid is saying when Yontif starts, after 6 hours on Yud Dalet, there is actually a chalos of Isser on all the chametz that exists. There actually is a chalos of Isser on chametz that exists. And if the chametz, the mashahu of chametz in the kli, never got that chalos iser. Because that's what the Ravid means. That's how he's interpreting the Gemara. That when it says that it's a be'idna de kapola lo isei li isura be'ene, he means to say that a chalos iser is only any halachic change is only chal on a ban. But there's a ban of the tam too, which is the ikar of the tam. But so it's only going to be chal. It's only going to be chal on the ban or the tam that's significant, and that's it.